You've landed at the 13 Moons Women's Temple podcast with your hosts, Sam and Leela.
Okay, let's just find out a bit about this moon before we come into our meditations and things tonight. Leela, what do you want to share with us?
So we are the moon is like right at the front of the lion's mouth this evening. So it has been transitioning through Cancer and through the void between Cancer and Leo. And whilst that's been happening, there's been a lot of planets that have started to go or that have been in retrograde. And so I'm just going to pull them up so that I don't get them wrong. Because when planets are retrograding, it's the time where we find ourselves in deep inner, not conflict. we're communicating with what's going on in the inside world. We're contemplating that which is everything that makes up who you are, the conscious thoughts, the unconscious thoughts, the beliefs, the intentions, the work ethic, everything that you're setting action to. And when we have a number of planets in retrograde, a number of the aspects of our being are asked to be looked at. And so I'll go through those in a second, but whilst this is happening, because this is all occurring on this new moon, and also particularly because it's being sort of juxtaposed with, we're at the beginning of a new cycle that will culminate with a very rare super blue moon, that which you're contemplating right now, that which you're moving through right now, that which feels really hard or quite dark or quite heavy or like it's been hanging around for a while, it's really worth paying attention to that, because this is a really beautiful opportunity to create newness and new beginnings from what it is that you can potentially be working on to let go, to let go of, because I think that's way too overused, this whole concept of surrendering. I don't think we actually ever really fully let go of something. We just realize that it served its purpose and it's time to, like Sam, we were saying this today, it's time to grow up. It's time to parent yourself. And we're not parented by, you know, dropping that thing to start something new. We evolve from where we've come from. So the things that we're working through with these retrograding planets is Venus is in retrograde, and that's about your inner feminine, the sacred divine feminine. And Sam, you can throw some extra things into this as well on what it is that the planets mean to you. But Venus is what it is that you truly desire. It's your passions, it's your love, it's what are you having a love affair with in life. That's really sort of heightened by Venus. So is that coming up for you at the moment? Saturn is retrograde. Saturn is the disciplinarian. It's that planet that comes around to take to make sure you're taking action to create order. It's when we have our Saturn return every 29 years, our whole kind of carpet gets pulled out from underneath us. And it's about returning back to what is true for you and taking action on that with discipline. So where is it that you are, what is your relationship with discipline? What is your relationship with authority? And how is that sort of coming through? We also have Neptune, which is retrograding. And Neptune is the underworld. It's those deep mystical, it's kind of like the dark, the sexy, the closet, sort of like mermaids at the bottom of the ocean that potentially, you know, sound mystical and magic, but are actually a little bit kind of scary and just have their own sort of agenda. So what is there that's like in the deepest, darkest part of yourself? And is that coming through? And then Chiron is an asteroid, which is the wounded healer. And this is retrograde. He's retrograding as well. So what are your core wounds, your lifetime wounds? And is that giving you some sort of theme to what is happening in all that you're moving through? And then What's really interesting is that Leo is a fire sign. So the new moon in Leo is probably going to make you want to just like cut the ties and just like get to action, probably like throw the baby out with the bathwater. You may be wanting to just go cut it loose, start again. So, which I'm going to say is maybe not the best thing to do, unless it is the right thing to do, unless you're so done with a habit, you're so done with an addiction, you're so done with something, it's just been going round and round. There's a lot of fire here that you can really use to go, do you know what? I'm actually done with that, and use that as motivation. But I want you to be really just aware that there is a lot of fire in the beginning of this moon cycle. And so just make sure that if you're going to start a war, that it's the right war. If you're going to war with someone or something, that it's coming from a place of balance. And if it's not coming from that contemplative balance, then maybe it's not the right day to go to war. So just be mindful of the fire. Did you want to add anything to that, Sam?
No, I think, I think that's it. One of the things that what I had contemplated when working with this moon tonight is the Leo energy and this real stepping into the space of our heart. That's what I really wanted us to embody. I feel like the position of this new moon and the fact that it's the sort of seed of the blue moon is really interesting in the way that we're moving towards the equinox right now. So we've moved through Imbolc and we've sort of been seeding our seeds. Now we're getting ready to sort of start making action. And I feel like there is a lot that could really separate us from our heart. But one of the things that we want to remember is that there really is the only way to ascend is through the heart. So ascension is a heart-led process. And this moon is part of that. You know, it's the moon in new moon in Cancer, in Leo. And then the sun has moved into Leo. There is just this really huge heart opening. So with everything that Leela's saying about the heaviness of the time, and then to add on top of that, all the solar flares and the extraordinary solar weather that we're having at this time, which is extraordinary. And I think, I don't know if any of you are still aware of this, but it's still going on and it's still happening and it's still impacting us and it's considerable. And so with all of that, it's quite easy to get bogged down into a sort of, I feel like when we say retrograde, we have this kind of retrograde feeling, and that is that depressed feeling. And the anecdote for that depressed feeling is to allow ourselves to rise up. So we want to be rising out of those lower chakras, feeling the energy of our heart coming out. That takes great courage. And it allows us to, or it asks for us to really find the courage within ourselves. And then with the Venus aspect that Leela was talking about, and this new moon is conjunct to that, it really is about the divine feminine. And, you know, this, the idea of the divine feminine as the balance, the justice, the power, and also the fact that she embodies all. It's not that she's, you know, just good, you know, or that she's bad. It's that she is all of it. She's heaven, she's hell, she's, you know, all of the stuff that we think. And the other aspect that is really quite at play at the moment is Black Moon Lilith. And so her energy really is there as well. So we've got her on our side as well. So my take on this is that we really want to be stepping into this new moon and bring some new energy to it, some heart-led energy that comes from the divine power of the feminine. And that's how we're going to bring light to this new world. It's not that we are shunning the divine masculine, it's that we're actually just going to bring more light in for the divine feminine to stand together in their true power as the creatrix that she is. So This evening, we're going to be working with the mantra or with this energy of the Divine Mother. And when I say Divine Mother, I don't mean Divine Mother like Mary. Okay, I'm not talking about that. I'm kind of talking about Mary, but also Lilith. Does that make sense? And you know, any form, and Kali, and you know, any form of the feminine as the great feminine. And so we're going to work with the mantra Adi Shakti, and we're going to call on the primal force of the Divine Mother to help Mary Magdalene. Exactly. Yeah, that's right. Every aspect of woman, we want to call in and step into. Anyone that you admire, whatever state you feel that they stand for you, call them in and have them here. Your grandmothers, you know, the strong women that we have seen pave the way before us. All of these women are going to stand with us as we go through our process tonight and help to embody us to have courage to step into our intentions for this new moon cycle. So if, like me, you have had a pretty tough week or so, and you're still feeling like, I'm not really sure where that's going, it's okay. It's just about sitting and remembering that after the darkness, there is light. And we are that light. You are that light. And it's time to turn it back on. And that's what we're going to do.
Thank you for taking the time to be with us on this podcast episode. These are sound bites and conversations about things we think are important to support the collective ascension towards more love, acceptance, hope, and harmony on the planet Earth. Together, we can continue to support each other through conversations that need to be held. If you've enjoyed this episode, please do share it with your people. We would love it if you subscribe to our channel and even rate the podcast if you feel called to. You can also find us and follow us on Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, and Spotify just by searching the 13 Moons Women's Temple.